Welcome in to this week's edition of the Alpha Wealth Hour. It's all powered by the Alpha Wealth Group, alongside the founder and the principal, Tom Fortino. My name is Kevin McAlpin. We thank you so much for being with us here on the show, talking all things retirement. Obviously, we have a lot of topics to cover on the program here today. Coming up in just a few moments, we're going to tell you how you can put a plan in place that will also adjust for inflation. Plus, what are some of the things you may be missing out on by not utilizing the services of a financial advisor like Tom Fortino? We'll get to that and so much more, but we can't go any further without saying hello to the star of the show, Mr. Tom Fortino. Tom, it's always great to be here. How are you this weekend?
I'm doing great. Hello, good morning, everyone, and, you know, let's hit it.
Let's do it. We got a lot of great information to get to on the program here today. And remember, we're with you every single weekend. And so if you're listening to us today, you sort of fit in one of two categories. You either have a financial advisor or you don't. And if you do and you'd like a second opinion, Tom Fortino and the team at the Alpha Wealth Group, they are a phone call away. 630-864-6711, or online anytime. It's alphawealthgroup.com. Again, it's alphawealthgroup.com. Well, Tom, I know we talk about the market quite a bit on this show, so let's start there here this week. Yeah. We know the market continues to really flirt with record highs here over the last few weeks. So now the question for a lot of our listeners become, well, what is next? Well, here is portfolio manager Katie Stockton recently discussing that with CNBC.
Honestly, a sell-off would be pretty healthy in the big scheme of things because it presses the reset button, because it helps the trend not get too steep. Because what happens when you get a very steep uptrend, and arguably we're getting kind of close to that, is that the way it's sort of resolved is in pretty dramatic fashion. And that would suggest that we could use a pullback to sort of normalize the slope of the uptrend.
So, Tom, we've heard that that phrase, you know, a pullback is healthy for the market, but maybe not necessarily for those listeners today that are, you know, maybe a year, two or three away from retirement. That's not exactly the news they want to hear, is it?
No, it's not. But here's the problem, and I'm going to really try to simplify this, Kevin. When we hear some things like that, we're watching CNBC or Fox Business. I'm going to make a few comments here. It's tough because we are, well, the pullback and the technical indicators and the 20-day move below the 50-day and the relative strength line. It's like, okay, what does that all mean? Now, again, you know, we do technical analysis and fundamental analysis here. I can talk to you about that. We talk about volumes and the breadth of the market and so on and so forth. Okay, we can get into all that. Who cares? No, that's a little extreme. But my point is, for the average investor, it is a kind of a who cares. Yes, are pullbacks healthy sometimes in the market? Yes, they are. Now, how does that impact you emotionally as an investor? And what does it mean? I think this is the problem. And I'll give you a statistic here, which is maybe not surprising. Dalbar, which is they do a lot of analysis, but they did a study and they showed over a 20-year period, the average investor earned about 4% annually while the S&P returned over 9%. So why is there this gap? Well, it's poor timing. Investors jump in after rallies and bail out during crashes. And it really comes back to the emotional piece of this. And I want to try to demystify some of this and cut through some of this fog because, you know, as we look at our investments, we need to stop as much as possible, you know, try to minimize some of the emotions. And so how do we do that? We've looked at this market just this year. There was a peak to trough of 20% drop. That was in April. And so how did we react to that? We pose the question when people come in and they become clients. You know, we go through that client questionnaire to determine their risk tolerance. One question is, what would you do if the market dropped 25%? Would you go to cash? Would you lighten up on your equities? What would you do? And sometimes people stop and pause and they really have to think about that. And so, you know, the answer typically is you shouldn't go to cash, but some people do. So what we need to do is we need to understand what we own and why we own it. If I asked you, tell me what you own. Tell me what your investment plan is. I'll give you an example. Let's just use target date funds. We've talked about this before. You know, there are over 50% of S&Ps, the default fund in these target date funds, the 2030, the 2040, the 2050. And so based on your retirement date, you pick these funds. They're supposed to be kind of a set it and forget it. And I would argue there is no set it and forget it. But let's talk about these. Now, there was a Barron's article that said, I wish they were never invented. But I just looked at one. I'm going to give you an example. I'm going to use this just for purposes of this. When we talk about the Vanguard 2030, that's a it's a 60-40 portfolio. Do you know 40% of the equities in it? 40% are in international.
No.
Now, are people aware of this? And I'm just saying, this is the look under the hood. How many who have looked under the hood of your portfolio? How many have updated and rebalanced your portfolio? I'll continue this. Look, if I just look at Vanguard International, what has that done over the last 5 years? Over the last 5 years, it's done about 32%. The S&P did 90. Mm-hmm. Okay, so again, I'm not saying you go international, you go S&P, and you, but you got to know what you own, because what does this mean? It means it could impact the longevity of your portfolio. Certainly, you may need to delay retirement if your accounts underperform. You know, you may have to adjust withdrawals if you're in retirement. This is critical as part of your plan. Now, you know, I'm an investment advisor rep. We do active money management. You know, we have portfolios. I think we do a good job. We have smart strategies, I believe. This is something we do for clients, is to design something that makes sense for you. And you know what else? You understand it. Mm-hmm. Okay, I'm 60% in stocks. I'm 40% in fixed. What do I own? What makes sense? You know, the market on average, this is Ned Davis research, it's just a fact, the market on average drops 10% every year. Are you aware of that? Now, if you know these facts, do we start to minimize this emotional decision? Do we start to feel much more comfortable and confident in our investments? I believe so. And then you know what you own. So there's a process here to get to that. You know, we have this information on our website, alphawealthgroup.com. alphawealthgroup.com. It's called Creating the Perfect Portfolio for You. You can download that report. Again, alphawealthgroup.com. It walks through this process. It's a five-step method of creating an investment. The first step is get organized. I mentioned there's over 30 million old 401ks from job changers out there. How many of you have an old 401k, two IRAs, your spouse has four accounts, you don't know where things are at? You got to get organized. Mm-hmm. So if there's one takeaway from this discussion, and we can get into the next level of what do you own, but certainly you got to know where your assets are, and then we can do a look under the hood. We can do the portfolio analysis for you and start to understand what you have. What do you have in international? What do you have in bonds? What are some fixed alternatives that you may want to consider? What's your risk level? Can you answer any of these questions? And so we need, again, to understand, and then does it meet with my objectives, my risk tolerance, my investment objective, my time horizon? Because you know what, Kevin, it comes back to that study I said where over a 20-year period, the average investor did 4% versus the S&P at 9%. That's in equity portfolios. Mm-hmm. How do we try to minimize that? I would argue it's emotions. And you know how you minimize some of the emotions? You understand what you own. I pride myself on that with my clients. I do portfolio reviews. I show them what we own. I show them the strategies. I show them what the logic behind why they're invested that way. And then we match it up with their whole plan. And so that's why we offer this portfolio analysis. I mean, this could be a big step in the process. Now, it's only one piece of the overall plan. You know, we're into income planning, tax planning. We're going to talk about that today. So stick around. But the other aspects of your five pillars. But the investment plan, do you have an investment plan you're confident with that you understand? Forget the pie chart, okay? Mm-hmm. I got 10% here, 5% here. Hey, don't worry about it. I heard those responses. You need to know these things. And so there's a way to know it and understand it. You don't have to get down to the individual stocks that you own and all that, but understand the concepts, things I just talked about today. So for those of you who want to take advantage of that, it's just as simple. And there's no cost or obligation. Give us a call. It's 630-864-6711. 630-864-6711. And you can send us your information. We'll do a complete portfolio analysis. I just did this recently for someone. We uncovered that they had like 30 or 40% in bonds. Not a good situation for them. They probably weren't aware of it. But we'll do the portfolio x-ray for you. Just give us a call. And then the other things that, of course, come with that, which is we're going to talk about again, Kevin, how do we invest tax efficiently? It all comes together. So again, if you want to take advantage of that, you go to alphawealthgroup.com as well, alphawealthgroup.com. You can sign up right there, get on my calendar and schedule a time, or give us a call at 630-864-6711. This is critical stuff.
Also, don't forget about that portfolio analysis Tom mentioned just a couple of moments ago. It's complimentary with no obligation. And if you'd like to schedule your portfolio analysis today, 630 630-864-6711 is the number. 630-864-6711. Or like Tom mentioned, you can get on his calendar today by visiting alphawealthgroup.com. Again, it's alphawealthgroup.com. All right, when Tom and I return, we're going to tell you about a staggeringly low number of people who say they plan to work with a financial planner. So if they're not, what are they missing out on? We'll tell you about that and more as we continue with the Alpha Wealth Hour, all powered by the Alpha Wealth Group, right after this. Welcome back into the Alpha Wealth Hour. We are certainly glad to have you with us. With Tom Fortino, he's the principal and founder of the Alpha Wealth Group. I'm Kevin McAlpin, and of course, Tom and I hope you're having a wonderful weekend. Obviously, you're tuned in today. You're already taking that first step when it comes to starting to put that plan in place for your future. Planning for retirement, folks, it's not something you want to try to do on your own. That's why Tom Fortino and the Alpha Wealth Group are here for you. We mentioned in the previous segment, opportunity to pick up that complimentary portfolio analysis with no cost, no obligation. And if you'd like to schedule yours today, give Tom and his team a call. 630-864-6711. That's 630-864-6711. Or online, it's alphawealthgroup.com. Again, alphawealthgroup.com. Tom, I was reading a recent survey here from the CFP board, and it finds that only 25% of those they spoke to plan to or currently work with a financial planner. Of the 75% that don't, here's where they say they get their financial advice from. Okay. 32% said it comes from an employer or a 401k administrator. 29% use financial websites, apps, and credit unions, while 8% are using online influencers. Now, Tom, for that 75% who aren't working with a planner, mm-hmm. what are some of the big key pieces they could be missing out on when it comes to planning for their retirement?
Well, you know, we just talked about it as far as with portfolios. That's one example. Mm-hmm. When you get advice or you talk to a person about one thing, sometimes it's based on their own experiences, not your situation. And so what works for them may be totally inappropriate for you. And or we hear these terms or this advice, you know, we hear someone on the radio or we see someone on TV say, hey, buy this stock, buy this fund or whatever it may be. And it's like, okay, especially if you're buying individual stocks, okay, but when do I sell it? And I don't know. And if then we're just adding risk to our portfolios. And so this is why it's so important. But all of these other things, look, when we talk about, you know, using financial advisors or using someone, look, it is a profession, right? It's a profession like any other professions. There's good advisors and there's sometimes not so good advisors. And that's not saying they're bad people. But you have to figure out what is best for you. How is the approach and what is the fit? As I said, if we're just getting information to these sources, laws change. We just had the big, beautiful bill. Is that person up on that? Because, again, we can make decisions that can impact what we do. And I've quoted this before. John Hancock showed that 70% of those who work with a financial advisor are on track or ahead in saving for retirement compared to just 33%. Of those who don't use an advisor. And so again, you know, hopefully if you're working with someone, you're getting advice on all these pieces. I call it sometimes the domino effect. What mm-hmm. do I mean by that? Especially when you're saying, okay, I asked a person about Social Security and they told me, hey, I took it early. Or you talk to somebody about, you know, maybe what they own in the 401k, a coworker, and they tell me what they own. Again, sometimes it's not suited for your individual situation. And then in addition to that, we talk about, as I said, this domino effect. So, for example, how and when you draw money out of your accounts, well, that can determine how long your savings last. And it can also have an impact on how much you pay in taxes. Mm-hmm. So are we taking care of those two things? You know, when you claim Social Security, if someone tells you to do it because it's an opinion, well, that can impact how much you receive over your lifetime, your cumulative lifetime benefit. But guess what? Then it can impact your spouse because it can become a survivor benefit. So there's all these domino effects. We can get into estate and legacy planning. You know, how are your assets titled? Who are your beneficiaries? And again, I'm saying these things, but think about these as questions. If you don't have a trust or a power of attorney in place, assets can be frozen during your lifetime and then down to your children and grandchildren. So there's this whole impact of, and that's why we get back to it, Kevin, again, the five pillars. I talk about being complete because One decision can impact another decision unknowingly. You know, just we've talked about Medicare premiums. Sometimes I had someone here the other day. They sold some stock, and I even had a client. They sold a house out in California, and guess what happened? Their Medicare premiums went up dramatically, a few hundred dollars a month.
Mm.
So this is why there's a little bit of a danger in that. So I would say a couple things here is, number one, seek, and you know, you can always get pieces of information, but please take a look at the big picture and then understand how it works and then try to find someone that works. Look, we do everything, like I said, the five pieces: creating income you can't outlive, minimizing taxes in retirement. What are you doing there? The thing about investments, we just talked about your portfolio analysis. Kevin, what do you own? Why do you own it?
Mm-hmm.
Do you have growth in your Roths, which are tax-free, and the lower fixed rates in the tax-deferred accounts, so you don't increase your RMDs and increase your taxes? Are you tax-efficient? Again, there's that domino effect again. You know, and we can get into the asset protection. What happens if a spouse passes away or becomes ill? And then, of course, where do the documents have in place? That's the five pieces. That's being complete. So, you know, we have the retirement roadmap. That is that roadmap, or I would like to say in some cases, blueprint. You follow that process along with the worksheets that are included. We'll get that out to you. You can start to piece all these things together. And so, you know, start to feel confident that, hey, I understand maybe not making these isolated decisions that now could impact you down the road. Some of them are irrevocable, such as Social Security, such as your pension decision. You can't go back and change those things. So this is very important. If you want the information, you can always go to our website. Look, there's information on our website for, you know, you can sign up for our newsletter. You can get the retirement roadmap along with the worksheets, alphawealthgroup.com, alphawealthgroup.com. You can send me a question. Pull up my calendar if you want to schedule a time with me personally to either chat or come in, and we'll go through all these things to see if, are you complete?
Mm-hmm.
And if I pose these questions, what are your answers going to be? Wouldn't it be nice if you could answer them and say, yep, I got this taken care of. Yeah, I know where my income's going to come for the rest of my life. I'm doing things to get to tax-free. And that's how we approach these things. So, again, I just wanted to make that offer for people to understand it. And it's important. Just read the – if you can get – that's why we offer this. If you can get these reports, read through them, I think you'll get a bigger picture of where things stand. Okay?
Mm-hmm.
It's not because of I think so. And so, again, this is how we approach it. Give us a call. 630-864-6711. Throw anything in a box. We're going to cut through the noise, and we're going to get to the facts, and it's going to be a good meeting. I'm pretty confident in that statement.
Well, if you sound like you're one of those 75% who is not working with a financial planner, maybe you're getting your news, you're getting your financial advice from social media or from television or from all the other different places you can get those mixed messages, and you'd like to cut through all that clutter, pick up the phone. Give Tom Fortino and his team at Alpha Wealth Group a call today. 630-864-6711. 630-864-6711. Or don't forget about those Alpha Wealth reports online. It's alphawealthgroup.com. You can pick up the Roadmap to Retirement, Maximizing Income in Retirement, Top 10 Estate Planning Mistakes, and so much more. They're just a click away at alphawealthgroup.com. All right, we'll squeeze in a break, and we'll continue with much more of the Alpha Wealth Hour, powered by the Alpha Wealth Group, right after this. Welcome back into the Alpha Wealth Hour alongside Tom Fortino. He's the founder and the principal of the Alpha Wealth Group. My name is Kevin McAlpin. Of course, Tom and I hope you're having a wonderful weekend. And of course, here we are. We are into August. Tom, can you believe it? You and I were sort of talking before the show. Football season, it's only a few short weeks away. It's crazy, isn't it?
Yeah, I remember too. We were saying, man, can you believe we're into June? And then we said, you know, can you believe it? We're into July. And I was saying, can you believe it? So, yes, it's going to happen. And guess what? We're going to be into September pretty soon.
Yeah.
But football season, as I said, I'm okay with that. I think it's, you know, the fall, the football season, all of it just comes together. I mean, that's just, I don't know, the perfect, you can't call it a perfect storm, but maybe, I guess it would be.
I think the older I get too, you know, I've always been a summer guy. I love the beach. I love the lake, going to the pool, whatever it might be. But I think the older I get, I sort of start appreciating that like September into October, even though the days get shorter and it's dark earlier. I just love, man. It's just something about that cooler air. You open up the windows. I don't know. I like that breeze blowing through the house.
I agree.
Yeah. It's coming soon, folks. And before you know it, we'll be doing this show talking about end of the year planning and getting those New Year's resolutions ready. Buckle up, folks. Here we are. We are coming down the home stretch. It is hard to believe.
Yeah.
Well, Tom, let me ask you this. I know there's a lot of listeners out there, I'm sure, can relate to this next story we're going to get to. Okay. A lot of folks probably keep close tabs on their retired parents. I know I certainly do. And comedian Kathleen Madigan, well, she does as well. Recently, listen to this. She joined her mom's weekly golf gathering with other retired ladies. And here's how things went.
I meet all of her friends. I get in the golf cart at 7:40 a.m. I go, Mom, your friends are a lot of fun. But what exactly is wrong with that lady, Mary Beth? She goes, oh, well, she's hammered. I said, dear Mom, it is 7:40 in the morning. She goes, well, we don't have a relationship with time anymore, Kathleen. We don't really live within time. We're like out of time. We're in a different dimension than you people that are in real time. She goes, you know, I mean, some days we wake up at 3, some days 6. I mean, today I've already had lasagna.
I don't know about lasagna for breakfast when I retire, Tom, but it is, isn't it funny how things can change very quickly and you just sort of lose track of time in the quote unquote real world, I guess, right?
I got to tell you, that's a good thing, isn't it? Wow. I guess that, you know, some people have a gift of just capturing the essence of retirement and to each their own, right? I think most people would really appreciate that and enjoy that concept. And that, you know, what are we working for? I guess that's it. Lasagna in the morning.
Lasagna and cold beer first thing in the morning. But you know,
I love it.
And I think it's something you and I have talked about in previous shows. You know, when you retire, let's be honest, every day is Saturday for you, right?
Yeah.
You've got all this free time. And losing track of the days, losing track of time can be a good thing. But Tom, knowing when to retire, that's a totally different conversation. So when someone comes into the office, they sit down and they start sort of putting that roadmap together for their future. How do you sort of help them, you know, determine what the next steps are when it comes to, okay, here's when you can and here's when maybe you will retire?
Yeah, you know, that's a perfect thing there where we say, yeah, you just ran that, and it's about being able to do all these things and not worry and whatever it may be. So there's an emotional aspect and there's a financial aspect. That's the way I look at it. Two things. Now, hopefully you hit the financial before the emotional, right? What I mean by emotional is, hey, I'm ready to check out. That's it. I can't take it anymore. Or you know, I'm getting close. And wouldn't that be nice if, and here's the other thing. I'm saying the financial piece of it is, when can I say, yeah, I'm confident I can do it. And there's no looking back. But for some, you keep working. Look, my father-in-law is 83, I think. He's still working.
Wow.
Doesn't need to. But I know he enjoys it. He complains, but I think he really enjoys it. He does not need to. And there's plenty of people where you continue to work. I'm a big fan of that. But, you know, knowing that you can, and that's really what we do. Because so many of these things relate, Kevin. We've talked about them. I keep kind of going back to what we've said throughout the show. I get this. It's fairly common where people are going to say, yeah, I'm working with someone. They said, you're all set. Okay, well, what does that mean? Mm-hmm. I don't know what that means. How are you all set? And then they're a little confused. I don't know. That's what they said. Okay. Well, let's look at it. And so when we look at these things, we look at, again, the facts, the numbers, because the numbers don't lie. And so we get into the first thing, the cornerstone, the basis, is creating income you can't outlive. Mm-hmm. Okay. How do you do that? And so we get into the claiming strategies for Social Security. Guess what? I run a Social Security report, and it comes back to, I see what happens if I'm taking it at 67. I see what happens if I wait till 70. I had someone come in, a client. We've been working for years together. Really sweet couple. You know, he said, look, Tom, I'm ready. I'm looking like the end of this year. Okay, come on in. Let's go through it again. And that's why I always, when I call people to say, let's do a review, they say, I'm not sure I need a review. I said, it's like chicken soup. Let's talk. It doesn't hurt. And sometimes we end up coming up with something that they, oh, yeah, let's talk about that when they come in. But you know, we started going through his Social Security, went through his pensions, we went through his investments, and he was like, he sat back and he was like, wow. I mean, it was fulfilling for him. It was certainly fulfilling for me. He's like, we're really in a good place, aren't we? Mm-hmm. And I said, yes, you are. In fact, the other thing we found out, because his wife had already retired, she was taking Social Security based on her retirement benefit. Now that he's going to take his, she gets to switch to the spousal benefit, which is higher. And he's like, I can do that? I said, yes, you can. So he called me up after they checked with Social Security and said, I think I can. And so their income is going up. And he was like, I don't even have to touch my investments. Again, really fulfilling. And so I would say this too to others. You may be closer than you think. But, you know, regardless, wouldn't you like to know where you stand? And this is why when we do this analysis for you, it is thorough. I mean, we get into everything from tax planning. What can you do to get more money to tax free? Are there some strategies? You know, I had someone recently who said, hey, I'm thinking about doing some Roth conversions. I said, well, let's sit tight because you're going to retire at the end of the year, or maybe it was another year. I can't remember. I said, let's do the Roth conversions. But guess what we'll do in the meantime? We'll contribute to your Roth 401k. You can each do a Roth IRA in addition to that. So let's get the contributions in there, and then we'll pivot to conversions. But either way, by the time you get to, you know, that age where you have required distributions, we're in a much better position. And then we tie that in with the income planning, and then they tie that in with their investments. And there's those five pillars. And there's that domino effect. So for those, again, I always offer this. Look, if you want to know where you stand, if you want to really get a second pair of eyes, if you want it, even if you're working with someone, again, there's no shame in that. But just to get, again, I always say it's going to be honest. It's going to be objective. It doesn't always mean we work together, but we'll uncover ideas you're probably unaware of. It's just a really good exercise to go through. So if you want to take advantage of that, pick up the phone, give our team a call, 630-864-6711, 630-864-6711. Go to our website, alphawealthgroup.com, alphawealthgroup.com. You can get on my calendar, or as I said, or if you just want to schedule time to chat, we can do that too. It's available to you. It will be time well spent.
I don't know that you're going to get advice to eat lasagna for breakfast or be, you know, getting
maybe
out there.
Maybe.
You never know, right? And that's why everything's customized, right?
I'm Italian, man. You can have lasagna at any time.
That is a good point. I never looked at it that way. And, you know, it's interesting, Tom, because when you do hit that retirement stage, right, freedom in retirement, it means
it
much different things to much different people. But, mm-hmm. you know, when those folks do, when they're able to branch out, maybe explore and do new things,
yes.
you sort of see that maybe they didn't realize they were interested in certain activities, and now they've found mm-hmm. a whole new lifestyle moving forward.
It is. It's the simple things in life, you know. I've had people that have gone into volunteering, and it's just very fulfilling. All different types of things. Or they do take up golf, you know. Or certainly one of the big things is to be able to travel. I have a couple that I just met with this week. We did their review, and they like taking these trips. Mm-hmm. And so they'll take off for 3 or 4 days, and I always say to them, you know, if you decide to stay, guess what? You don't have to come back.
Right.
You can stay a couple extra days. And so, that's true. It's just, again, it's nice. And sometimes it's just those simple things we just talked about. But there's so many aspects to this. But I think your point, Kevin, was it's the freedom mm-hmm. to do what you want,
yeah.
whatever it is. And that's really a glorious thing to me. It's what it's all about. I'm just here to help you get there. You're the ones that do the hard work. And so this is why I enjoy what I do so much.
630-864-6711. That's 630-864-6711. Also, don't forget those complimentary Alpha Wealth reports online, alphawealthgroup.com. Again, that's alphawealthgroup.com. All right, we'll squeeze in a break and continue with more of the Alpha Wealth Hour, all powered by the Alpha Wealth Group, right after this. Glad to have you with us on another edition of the Alpha Wealth Hour. Of course, it's all powered by the Alpha Wealth Group with Tom Fortino, the principal and founder of the Alpha Wealth Group. I'm Kevin McAlpin. We hope you're having a great weekend. And of course, we thank you so much for being a regular listener to the program here. And again, if you're tuned in today, obviously you're already taking that interest into planning for your retirement. And if you haven't taken that first step, you haven't worked with an advisor, well, Tom Fortino and his team at Alpha Wealth Group, they are right here in the Chicagoland area. And folks, they're just a phone call away. 630-864-6711 is the number. Tom, here's how I can tell you I know I'm getting older. You ready for this?
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, every morning I used to go on ESPN, MLB.com. I would check all the sports news. Lately, I'm reading articles on GoBankingRates.com. So I can tell, even in my 40s, I'm already starting to take that interest into what the next 10, 20 years will look like planning for my retirement. And I stumbled upon this really interesting story of a woman named Agnes. Now, she saved and saved and saved and now has more money than she knows what to do with. However, Tom, at the age of 79, she's got some regrets. She realizes she missed out on opportunities to spend and, more importantly, make memories in her younger years. Yeah. So let's talk about this. Switching from that saving, saving, saving mentality to knowing, okay, you've got a plan in place. You can live in the moment. How important of that is what you do every single day?
This is really a new phase of life when you do that. You go from this accumulation to the distribution. You heard those phrases before. And boy, you talk about something and are you prepared for it? And it's so, in some cases, it's hard because you haven't experienced for it, just like a lot of these things in life. But here's what it comes down to, you know, and it is a natural fear. Okay. Let's just say that when you go now, you've got this pot of money and, you know, you get worried that you're going to draw down your savings. And the biggest fear in retirement, we've seen it again, Harris, Alianzetti, all these studies have shown the biggest fear in retirement is running out of money. Mm-hmm. And it's a valid fear. We're living longer than ever. And so we have to deal with all of these things. And, you know, the onus is on us more than ever because pensions really are not that common. And here we go down the line. So, you know, that is not an uncommon fear. The flip side to that, unfortunately, is sometimes that fear prevents you from enjoying the life. And we've just talked about that in the previous segment about, you know, having the freedom and the comfort to do the things and the confidence to do the things you want to do. And I had, you know, a meeting recently and this person said he just retired. And I like to just have these discussions. It's important. I said, well, how did that feel? What did you go? And she said, you know, I was a little bit shaken. I mean, I was a little bit startled when, you know, she went to her bank account just to check things and she realized that check wasn't coming in, mm-hmm. wasn't hitting it. And so it just was a little unsettling. Let's put it that way. And so when we talk about income planning as part of the planning, you know, it comes back to that's why this is so critical. I've said it before, feeling wealthy in retirement, it really comes down to one thing, having more income than expenses. So can we get there? You know, when someone comes in for that first meeting, one of the things that I typically do, very common, is I get on the board. We have a whiteboard part of the presentation because I always think that's helpful as we draw things out. And I say, look, I'm going to take one side. We're going to go through your income. Mm-hmm. Okay. Let's put it together. If it's a couple, I say, okay, you have a Social Security. You have a Social Security. Right. Your Social Security is 40. Your spouse's is 30. That's 70,000. Someone may have a pension. That's 20. That's 90,000. Mm-hmm. Okay. As you sit, you know, we're going to have $90,000 of income. That's important. Why is that important? Because income, more important than savings and investments, savings can run out. Income doesn't. So when we talk about income, I want to clarify some of these things. The second part, the other half of the board, I read out their assets. Why do I separate the two? Because assets are not income. I don't care what the number is. Now, could you be confident that you could put, is there a probability it will last? There's always a probability. It's just not a guarantee. So when I say, look, here we are. You're going to retire in 3 years. You got $1 million. Let's say it grows at 7%. Okay. You'll have a million, whatever the number is, 1.3 million and 80,000 or 90,000 of income. There it is. Mm-hmm. Those are numbers. So are we providing clarity? Yes. You're going to have $90,000 of income, regardless of assets. And oh, by the way, you'll still have $1.3 million in assets. There's where you stand. How do you feel about that? And then we can go farther than that. That's very simple, but it's simple, but it's accurate to the extent that you're seeing the numbers. I sometimes refer to that as this is my bar napkin retirement plan. Okay, I'm just writing it out. But guess what? I'm just telling you, as simple as that may seem, people will say, wow, I see that. Okay. Or I'll show them when the income's kicking in. When you retire, you'll have Social Security, then your spouse. And then I've had people take pictures of it to say, okay, I see where my income is. I see where my assets are. And then we can talk. The next step then is we're going to do a much deeper dive. I'm going to talk to you about how do we create more income? Are there strategies to do that? What are you going to do with the investments and what's the right portfolio, which we already talked about. And then the plan starts coming together. We talk about the taxes and we test your plan and we factor in inflation and longevity and all these things. And then you start to see it, and then it all comes together. So when we talk about Agnes, you know, the reason is probably because someone didn't go through all these things with her. There wasn't that confidence, and there wasn't the knowing, okay, where's my next paycheck going to come from, and is it going to last the rest of my life? Mm-hmm. Maybe those were the reasons. And so, but you can't go back. There's not a do-over here. And so, you know, that's why when we do this, and we also have, when I talked about income versus assets, that's why I offer these worksheets. So if there was one takeaway from this discussion, I'll make another offer here in a minute. But we have the worksheets. If you do this one thing from this discussion today, if you get the asset organizers and the income and budget worksheet, you can duplicate what I just said. And I bet you, you're going to uncover things you were totally unaware of. But guess what you'll know? You'll know what your income sources are. You'll know what your income is. You can compare it to your budget or what your expenses are going to be. The worksheet's there. We can send it to you as well. It's automatically calculates. You can enter. You can change. It's because it's a document that you can edit and change. It's a working document. You'll also have the asset organizer, which is a separate document, which you can organize all your assets. You'll know what your net worth is. You'll know where your accounts are. You'll know how they're titled. This is so critical. Financial organization. We'll send those out to you if you want it. You just give us a call at 630-864-6711. 630-864-6711. You may even uncover accounts you were totally unaware of. I've had that happen before. And then guess what? You can sit back. You will have your complete financial picture in front of you. You can answer the question. If I say, what's in your IRAs? What's in your after tax? What's your life insurance? What's your net worth? You'll be able to answer everything. What is your income? This is what it's about. So if you can do nothing, I guess I'd say if there's one takeaway, accomplish that. And this would be a big accomplishment for today.
Thought it was really interesting looking at a couple of quotes from Agnes in this story. She said, it's okay to splurge now and then. A few treats won't ruin your retirement. But she also talks about making memories while mm-hmm. she still can. I wish I would have spent less on stuff and more on making memories. And boy, sure. that to me, that really hits home. And I'm sure it does for a lot of our listeners, Tom, where, you know, again, you've been in that saver mode, but now it's your chance to make memories. And at 79, mm-hmm. it's almost like she's saying it's too late at that point. That's sort of disheartening to hear, isn't it?
It is a little disheartening. It is. Of course it is. And, you know, that's why the importance of this, and it is disheartening because I see this many times where people are just uncertain. They're not getting the answers they deserve. And it's not as complicated as it needs to be. I think this industry sometimes makes it too complicated. And unfortunately, again, it can be much of some. In fact, as I said before, you may be in a better place than you thought you were. And I get this, with the people I work with where they do those things, the memories, right? Mm-hmm. Whether it's helping out a grandchild or they take, the big thing is, of course, I shouldn't say the big thing, but one of the big things is, you know, where they take these trips mm-hmm. and they all go to one place. And, you know, and then you have three generations. Wow, it's pretty cool.
Yeah.
And that's one of the big things. So this is why, you know, our goal is to facilitate that. That's what we do as an advisor. So that's why we make these offers.
630-864-6711. If you don't want to end up like Agnes and 79 years old with regrets about how she lived her early years of retirement, 630-864-6711 or online. It's alphawealthgroup.com. Again, alphawealthgroup.com. Well, Tom, we are quickly running out of time on today's program. But before we say goodbye for the weekend, the floor is all yours, my friend, once again for the final word.
Well, there's so many takeaways today, Kevin, as there is every week. We're here every week, same time, same place. But one thing I'll stress from today's show is get organized. I offered those worksheets, so I'm going to come back to that one thing, although there were many things. But I think that is maybe the most critical step to your retirement planning. So please take advantage of those worksheets. Sit down and commit to doing that. I think that's going to be one of the big, great exercises to go through and put you in a much better position to start to put a plan in place that's going to make a difference for you and your family. And hopefully we get started with that. So I'll leave with this as always. Everyone have a blessed week and let's get to work.
Tom Fortino is an investment advisor representative of Retirement Wealth Advisors, LLC, an SEC registered advisor. Alpha Wealth Group, WGN, and RWA are not affiliated. Exposure to ideas and financial vehicles discussed should not be considered investment advice or recommendation to buy or sell any financial vehicle. This information should not be considered tax or legal advice. Individuals should consult with professionals specialized in fields of tax, legal, accounting, or investments regarding the applicability of this information for their situation. Past performance is not a guarantee of future results. Investments will fluctuate and when redeemed may be worth more or less than when originally invested. Any comments regarding safe and secure investments and guaranteed income streams refer only to fixed insurance products. They do not refer in any way to securities or investment advisory products. Fixed insurance and annuity product guarantees are subject to the claims paying ability of the issuing company and are not offered by Retirement Wealth Advisors. Insurance and annuities offered through Alpha Wealth Group, licensed in Illinois.
Tom Fortino and Alpha Wealth Group are not affiliated with or endorsed by the Social Security Administration or any other government agency.